So according to Kabbalah and Chassidus, there'll be eternal life. Why now isn't there eternal life? And when Mashiach will come, there will be eternal life. One explanation is, there's a Maamar Rabbi Yehuda HaMavos HaNetzach, the Rebbe said, the Rebbe was printed for the Sima Shleishim of the Rebbe in Chaim Mushka. The Rebbe brings over there that when Mashiach will come, why won't there be any death? Because why is there death? Adam Rishon was meant to live forever. The world, and the Vitel Rebbe explained this very beautifully, actually, in last week's parsha, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Teiras Chaim, on the pasuk Vasirei Simachal Mikirbecha, explained that for Adam Rishon, the world is a perfect world. People get sick, different problems that there exist, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, is all because there's a mix of good and bad, right? Right? We say even scientifically, there's different things that are toxic. Different things in creation. There's good water. There's bad water. There's good. There's good plants. There's poisonous plants. In the world, there's a mix of good and bad. If you have a perfect world that everything is good, there's no negative components. There'll be no room for health, disease. There'll be no room for death. Similarly, spiritually, if there'll be no mixture of good and evil, there won't be any fights, right? There won't be nefesh Bahamas, nefesh Elikis fighting all day. There won't be all negative things that happen between Adam Lachavir, between one person and his fellow. Mentally, emotionally also, there won't be all these, you know, there's different sicknesses, whatever you want to call it, people's emotional health and mental health also because of certain negative things that are mixed into the creation. So before Adam Rishon, before the sin of Adam Rishon, this didn't exist. So the physical body was meant to live forever. Even scientifically, you know, they believe in this theory. They're trying to find a way and make a person live forever, right? So what happened by the Chet Eitz Hadas? Bad got mixed into him. Ra, bad as evil, bad as mavis, bad, as Chassidus explains, not just that it's a bad thing to do, but spiritually it means that it's devoid of life. It's not connected to Eibusha, which is a source of life, and it's a negative thing. And eventually, right? It that's what causes that the body shouldn't live forever. Alternatively, you could explain it a little differently. Because there's bad, the Eibusha created that there should be death, so that the death, if there wouldn't have been death, then the bad would have lasted forever. Like this, the bad gets disintegrated by death. When Mashiach will come, there'll be no bad. There'll be a revelation of godliness, so the bad will be taken away from the world. So automatically there won't be what? There won't be any room for anything evil, begashmius and beruchnius, right? We understand that begashmius, when there's nothing negative, when there's nothing that ages in the body, whatever, a person could live forever. Spiritually, when there's no evil, so that everything begashmius also comes beruchnius, when there's no spiritual death, there's no physical death. So that's one explanation why there will be. In other words, that then There'll be nothing bad in the world. There won't be a reason the person should have to die, and there'll be nothing in the body. I guess you could put it in a different way. There'll be nothing in the body that will cause it to die.